Welcome, Holy Spirit. I am in your presence. Fill me with your power. Live inside of me. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Fill me with your power. Live inside of me. You're the living waters, ever-flowing fountain, comforter and counselor. Control. Welcome, Holy Spirit. I am in your presence. Fill me with your power. Live inside of me. Your power, live inside of me. You're the living waters, ever-flowing fountain, comforter and counselor, take complete control.
Hello, my name is John Bayliss and welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. We're so pleased you've joined us. God wants to do a work in your life that no man can do. And we look at the promises of God, what God has for you, the merciful and compassionate God. Lord, I'd like to open in prayer. Father, I pray in your name, Lord Jesus Christ, that you grant to your servant great boldness, Lord, to preach your word, that, Lord, you stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And all God's children said, Amen. Right, we look at what God's nature is like, what his thoughts are towards you. What does God think of you? What is his nature like? We go to Psalm 146:8 and Psalm 4:1 says this, and open the eyes of the blind, and he lifts the burdens from those bent down beneath their loads. For the Lord loves good men. Psalm 4:1, hear me when I call, O God, of my righteousness. You have relieved me when I was in distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. What the Bible is saying here, the mercy of the God of the Bible, he opens the eyes of the blind. He lifts your burdens, those bent down beneath your loads of sin, just beneath the loads of them. For the Lord loves men and women. God hears you when you call on his name. He sees you are righteous when you have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He will relieve you when you are in distress. This merciful, compassionate Jesus hears your prayer. Men, write the message today. I want to be absolutely neutral about this gospel of the kingdom. You don't want to make a decision. Well, the answer to that is there are some things you can't be neutral about, like food, drink, sleep, light. You must have these. You can't be neutral about them. That is why Christ likened himself to the necessities of life. John 6:48, I am the bread of life. John 8:12, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. See, Jesus claimed that he was the light of the world. It had been promised that the light of the world was coming. Light of the world was coming. We see this in Luke 1:76. It's John the Baptist at his birthday. John the Baptist at his birth. That's what it says in Luke 1:76. And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for Jesus, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins. Because the tender mercy of our God is very tender, and heaven's dawn is about to break upon us. And give light to those who sit in darkness at death's shadow, and guide us to the path of peace. See, friends, we see that from the Bible, that Jesus was sent into the world to give light to those who sit in darkness and death's shadow, to guide you to the path of peace, to give you the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of your sins. Because of the tender mercy of your God, he is very tender. And when you accept Jesus Christ and his sacrifice on the cross for you, his blood shed for you personally, then heaven's dawn will break upon you and give you light who sit in darkness at death's shadow, and will guide you to the path of peace. We go to Matthew 8:12, and it says that when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. See, friends, it is difficult to remain neutral in the presence of Jesus. Either you embrace, take his claims and honor him as Messiah, or you reject his signs and preaching. There are none so blind as those who refuse to see. It's an old saying, and it's so true. John 12:44, Jesus shouted to the crowds, if you trust me, you are trusting God. For when you see me, you are seeing the Father, the one who sent me. I've come as a light to shine in the darkness, dark world, so that all who put their trust in me will no longer wander in darkness. If anyone hears me and doesn't obey me, I am not his judge, for I have come to save the world, not to judge it. But all who reject me and my message will be judged at the day of judgment by the truths I have spoken. See, friends, whoever believes in Jesus will not perish, but have eternal life. Jesus came to save you, not to judge or punish you. Amen. John 3:16-17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send Jesus Christ, his Son, into the world to punish you, but to save you. Friends, it's good news. Hebrews 9:27. And just as it appointed for all men once to die, and after that a certain judgment. The Bible is very clear. It is appointed for all men and women once to die, and after that the certain judgment. Friends, it's the decision, the choice you make here before you die. The choice is the free gift God is offering. The Bible tells us in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Titus says, for the free gift of eternal salvation is now being offered to everyone. See in Ephesians 2:8-9. Because of his kindness, you have been saved through trusting Christ. Salvation is not a reward for the good we have done. See, it's God's loving mercy and kindness you have been saved. Only you can make this decision to take this free gift of salvation that is being offered now. And your response is to receive Christ. There are two gifts that I believe in this world we have. The second greatest gift is the gift of free choice. You can make a choice. And the greatest gift of all is the free gift of eternal salvation. So we get how to receive Christ. We go to Romans 10:9-13. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. And what to pray? Just follow me along in a prayer. Just follow us along. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner and need your forgiveness. I believe that you died for my sins. I want to trust and follow you. I now invite you to come into my heart and life. I thank you, Lord, that you're my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. If you've prayed this simple prayer, the Bible says, because of his kindness, you have been saved through trusting Christ. By receiving Christ, you've been born into God's family through the Holy Spirit. It's called a new birth. To get to know Christ better, read your Bible every day if possible. Talk to God in prayer. Tell others about Christ. Get into a good Bible-based church. And now that you're a Christian, demonstrate your new life by your love and concern for others. And God bless you as you do. And he will take you places that you never dreamed. Amen. Well, we get to that part of the message now where we'll be praying for the second hurting now. I'll be praying for them right now. Listen to what God is saying from the Bible. We go to Acts 1:3. During the 40 days after Jesus' crucifixion, he appeared to the apostles from time to time, actually alive and proving to them in many ways that he was really he himself they were seeing. And on these occasions, he talked to them about the kingdom of God. See, friends, Jesus Christ appeared to the apostles many times, proving in many ways that he was alive and of all the things Jesus wanted to talk about, it was about the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God was that important to Jesus. In Matthew 10:1-8, God gave them authority to cast out evil spirits and heal the sick. Heal every kind of sickness and disease. Go and announce to them that the kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cure the lepers, cast out demons. Give as freely as you have received. This was the kingdom of heaven Jesus was talking about to his disciples. Jesus gave us the authority, the church the authority, to cast out evil spirits and heal every kind of sickness and disease. This was his way of advancing and demonstrating the kingdom of God. Acts 6:8. And Stephen, so full of faith and the Holy Spirit's power, did spectacular miracles among the people. We see that Stephen did great miracles, healing among the people. We go to Acts 8, starting at verse 5, says, Philip, for instance, went down to the city and told the people there about Christ. We preached Christ to them. Crowds listened intently to what he had to say because of the miracles he did. The people listened when they seen the miracles. Many evil spirits were cast out, screaming as they left their victims, and many who were paralyzed or lame were healed. So there was great joy in that city. See, friend, again, we see the kingdom of God in action. Philip preached Christ, our loving, compassionate, merciful Redeemer, and miracles Philip did. Many evil spirits were cast out, screaming as they left the victim, showing and demonstrating the power and the authority his disciples had over the evil spirits and sicknesses. And many who were paralyzed or lame were healed. So there was great joy in that city. Always, when the healing power of Jesus was manifested, there was great joy and gladness. Jesus was full of joy and gladness. And I have good news for you today, friends. God is in a good mood. He is not angry with you. Acts 8:12. But now they believed Philip's message that Jesus was the Messiah and his words concerning the kingdom of God. Loved ones, many people, many believe Philip's message that Jesus was the Messiah and his words concerning the kingdom of God. No one had ever healed sick and diseased and demon-possessed people, proving Jesus was who he said he was, the Son of God, the promised Messiah. Acts 9, 32 to 35, there he met a man named Ananias, paralyzed and bedridden for 8 years. Peter said to him, "Ananias, Jesus Christ has healed you. Get up, make your bed." And he was healed instantly. Then the whole population of Lydia and Sirion turned to the Lord when they saw Ananias walking around. Friends, this paralyzed and bedridden man for 8 years had been in this condition, and in the name of Jesus Christ, he was healed. Got up, made his bed, and was healed instantly. The Bible says the whole population of these two towns or two cities turned to the Lord when they seen him walking around. The Bible says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has not changed. The same compassionate, merciful Jesus has not changed. He is still the same. He's still the same, wanting to heal you from all your sicknesses and diseases. We go to 1 Corinthians 4:20, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power. Acts 8:6-8, then Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and signs among the people. Friends, the kingdom of God has arrived. Is it have an expectancy to be healed this day? Amen. Jesus constantly showed God's compassion towards the sick and suffering, demonstrating the kingdom of God, tangibly demonstrating that healing and health are God's will for everyone. The good news is that healing belongs to us today, because Jesus the healer is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus commissioned his disciples to preach the good news of the kingdom of God. He also commissioned us, the church, to heal the sick and cast out demons. Luke 9:26, Jesus called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. He sent him to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. So that he departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Go to Luke 10:1-9. After these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also and sent him two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go. And the command was, and heal the sick who were there, and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. I pray, Holy Spirit, I pray, if what I have said is from you, then confirm your word with signs following. And the power of the Lord is present to heal the sick now. So lay your hands on the sick and hurting part of your body as I begin to pray. I command health to every physical body. I rebuke every form of infirmity. I rebuke every form of disease. I rebuke every cancer and cyst in the name of Jesus Christ. And I declare that they are cursed at the root. And I command a blessing of divine health freely flows into the lives of these listeners. I command a reconstructive, recreative miracle that needs to take place in the listeners. Lord, I speak to every life that is in torment, for your name is Jehovah Shalom, our peace. I give you praise, Father, that the enemy has been defeated and the peace of God has now healed every broken heart. Every sorrow is lifted right now. Every burden and yoke, it is destroyed, because you, O Lord, are the joy in the morning. You, O Lord, are more than enough. You, O Lord, are our strength and our song. And we magnify your holy name. I thank you, God, that you are our righteousness. You are our shepherd. You are our divine giver of life. Amen. Let the power of this blessing rest upon you. Amen. Right, act your faith. Try moving. You'll find that the pains have started to subside. As I say, not all healings are instant, Sometimes they take time. I've seen it personally. Sometimes it takes time. Look for the improvements. Test the area to see if there is an improvement. And know this, friends. Know that it is God's will for you to be healed. It doesn't matter if it's in a supernatural way or or whatever. Sometimes you've got to see a doctor. It doesn't make a difference. So long as you get healed, that's it. Do not let fear come upon you. Bible states, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Well, we'd love to hear from you if you've made a decision for Christ and we've received your miracle healing, or if this message has touched you in some way, then contact the radio station. So my prayer for you is this: and now may the Lord bless you, and may the Lord keep you, and may the Lord make his face to shine upon you, and may the Lord be gracious unto you and give you his peace. Heavenly Father, what joy and privilege is ours to be your children. I know that no matter what need we have, you will graciously supply it. Now, Father, in faith, we receive every answer because you are the God who loves us and keeps us. Your face and countenance shine upon us. Your goodness and mercy follow us all the days of our lives, and we are the blessed and highly anointed favored of God. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your loving kindness that's better than life. In Jesus' name, shalom.
See you. giro.